I believe life is one big spiritual creative experience, and everything that we do, whether it's start a business, write a book, fall in love, or I don't know, pull a bunch of tarot cards, has a little spiritual lesson wrapped up inside of it. I'm obsessed with trying to understand the mysteries of the world from the arcane to the mundane and unboxing as many spiritual lessons as I can. And on the 12th house, we're going to explore all of that. So let's get into it together.
Hello, and welcome to the 12th House Plus. I'm Michelle Pelazon-Lipsitz, and I'm delighted that you're here. If you're brand new to the 12th House Plus feed, welcome. This is our subscriber-only paid feed. It's $5 a month, and you get two extra episodes every month. One episode is an audio course of our choosing, and the episode is this episode, Green Room, where we shoot the shit. We talk about what's up in the zeitgeist. Occasionally, I'll have a friend or a guest on, and actually haven't done that in a while. So maybe I need to recruit the homies to come on in and talk to me. And yeah, where we can debrief and I can tell you a little bit about what I'm experimenting with or what I'm loving or the things that I don't really want to say on the record in the public feed. It's the little secret feed. So I'm excited that you're here. Thanks for joining us. If this is your first time, if this is your second, third, or 50th time, you are the best. You're all the best, but I just really appreciate you. And I'm so grateful that you're a subscriber. I love to hear from you. And I also want to make things that you like love and you look forward to listening to. I'm always down to hear your feedback. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. I usually respond with a voice memo, TBH. Or you can always email me at michelle@oholisticism, your thoughts, ideas, feedback. And if you're on Spotify, you can actually, you can submit in this little box below what you think about this episode. So if you have ideas, if you don't like it, if you have requests, you can always put them there. And I often will hop onto Threads before I write out the script or I don't really script these ones. I put a brain dump of all the things I want to talk about. Before I do that, I will jump on Threads and ask, what do you want to hear about? And today's thoughts brought to you by the people that voted on Threads. So, hey, Threads friends, you guys won. So I have a lot and a little, so much and yet so nothing to talk about today. Okay. I want to talk about a couple of things that keep scratching at my door. Some things that are tip-tapping in the periphery, have been for a little bit, that perhaps I can't dedicate a full episode to because there's not enough there for me. Or I don't want to because it's a little scary for me to try and navigate into that territory. So let's discuss. Let's get into it. I got some things. And I just thought of another one. Okay, so the first two, I'm going to start with witchy stuff, with spiritual stuff. So I just saw my friend Jaleesa Cypress post on Instagram a reel about spiritual people or formerly spiritual influencers going Christian, quote unquote, or turning to Christianity or denouncing their spiritual past or New Age or whatever, and embracing Christianity and fundamentalism. And I think that there's a lot going on here. And I'll link to Jaleesa's to her video. And also we have a couple episodes with Jaleesa. She's really cool and smart. And I just really appreciate her and everything that she does and the way that she thinks. But basically in it, you should watch it because she very eloquently describes, and I think without judgment, describes this sort of phenomenon that we're seeing. But basically she says, we're in this massive time of upheaval, and many people who maybe were formerly more spiritual, which tends to be more spread out, like the spiritualism in general tends to be more diversified, more spread out. There's not one central like watchtower or guide or organization that's in charge of spirituality. There are all these different facets to it. It's decentralized. And it's also within this sort of like the huge umbrella term of spirituality. There are so many different beliefs, and some of those beliefs are like completely contradictory or antagonistic to each other. So you really have to, when you go down a spiritual path, you really have to think for yourself, unless you accidentally join a cult. But for the most part, you really are navigating lots of different people with different ideas and beliefs and concepts. And even if you study, let's say, if you study meditation, there are so many different types of meditation, forms of meditation, teachers of meditation, principles and philosophies behind meditation. And you could have the sort of mindset that takes in all of them or takes many of them into account, or you could be single-minded and just dedicated to one. But still, meditation is not even separate or contraindicatory to something like Christianity or religion. It can be inclusive, which can add complexity for our brains when we're bringing together different meaning-making systems and we have to decide what works for us and what we truly believe. And Jaleesa's point, she gets to much more quickly than I do, is that basically we're in this time of massive upheaval where people just want consistency. They want safety. They don't want to have to think. And they say that religion is the opiate of the masses. And outsourcing their thinking to a central form of authority where there are clear rules, where often it's very accessible. There's a church, more than one church in probably every town, and there's definitely a church in every small town, makes it easier to feel a sense of peace and surrender, giving up your life or decisions to God, putting it in God's hands. When we're in a moment of stress or uncertainty, that can be one of the most liberating things that we can do, is to basically wash our hands of the anxieties of the flesh and turn it over to some higher power, knowing that higher power, believing that that higher power has our best interests at heart and will protect us and ultimately will do what's best for us, or will act in the way that's best for us. Even if we don't know God's plan, there is a plan for us. And I think that's totally true. I grew up, I guess I was baptized. I grew up going to Catholic school and Protestant school. And my parents were not very religious. They wanted to make sure that we wouldn't go to hell or something. I think honestly, I was more baptized to be accepted into my religious school. But I think that Jaleesa totally hit the nail on the head. I think that there's also something that we're maybe not acknowledging that is slightly more uncomfortable. Okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.